E-commerce and the season of gift returning, what you need to know.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and it's a thriving holiday season. Many gifts given, and shortly thereafter, many gifts to return. The online shopping world is about to see an influx of the latter, and not all product exchanges and refunds are created equal. Luckily, The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares Giles is here with a guide on how to make returning gifts online a little easier. So, Nathan, most people, the first thing they tend to do is rush to return. They think that they need to get it done within 1 to 2 weeks or something. But how true is that? Can we wait? Do we need to rush?
You know what? Returns, pretty much, they stink. And they're really stressful. So here's what I have to say about that. Take your time. Take a breather. It's not going to be an easy process anyways. Luckily, you can wait until next year. I know it might sound crazy and you might want to get this done over with, but normally most retailers have a 14-day return policy. And what's happening because of the holidays are most retailers are extending those return policies out. So Apple is actually accepting gifts until basically, I think, January 8th.
Okay.
Best Buy and Amazon are pushing theirs out until January 15th. Walmart has a 90-day return policy, so you know any time of year, you basically have a lot of time. Don't stress it. Take your time here, get your stuff together, enjoy your family for a couple more days while you got them, if you still do.
Mm-hmm. But one thing that never really changes is the need for a receipt, I think. And no matter the strides we make with tech, with e-commerce, something still holds strong. So how important is it to hold on to that documentation?
It's crucial. If you have a packaging slip on your gift, if you have a gift receipt, any sort of documentation whatsoever, hold on to that. That stuff is gold. If you don't have that documentation that can prove that you got, you know, whatever gift you got from whatever retailer, it's going to be very, very, very difficult to return that back. Most of the time, it's a non-starter. So if there's an email or any sort of documentation, whatever, the reason being is that well, not every retailer demands a receipt. They do often want things like order numbers or invoice numbers or some sort of shipping tracking info or different things like this. So all of those numbers usually are on the receipts.
You can see how this is crucial. I've returned some, let's call them iffy packages. It seems like the jury is still out on this, but how important is packaging and leaving it as intact as possible? Can you return something if opened usually?
Well, this is kind of one of those areas that, and this is one of the reasons why gift returns are so stress-inducing, is that it varies retailer by retailer.
Mm-hmm.
Apple, for example, will take an open box item as a return as long as it's not open box software. But a lot of retailers want the original packaging. Best Buy, they're okay with an open package, but they have some sort of formulas to determine how much that packaging is worth, and then they'll dock that off of whatever the exchange is that they give you. So you can actually lose a couple bucks if you like mess up the box, for example, which seems a little crazy. Amazon doesn't accept any returns if the items are taken out of their original packaging. So, you know, it varies retailer by retailer, but the best thing you can possibly do if you're in the situation where you open up the gift, as soon as you see it, you're like, dang, I don't want this. Resist those urges to try it on or to show it off or whatever it might be. Just keep it in the box and you'll save yourself a lot of headache, because if they can put it back on the store shelf or in the warehouse, everyone's going to take that back.
Right. You know, e-commerce and something like Amazon, oftentimes it's important to realize that you might need to ship something and that could be an added expense. How does that work?
Well, yeah, this is another one of those things that varies by retailer. So Amazon and Apple, they're some of the best at this. They offer free shipping labels for returns via mail. Most retailers will not do so, however. Overstock.com, they actually deduct the cost of shipping from the amount of the item, and then whatever that leftover amount is, they'll give you that back in the form of a gift card that you can use to get something else. Now, Best Buy will accept returns that are mailed back, but you're going to have to pay the shipping cost yourself.
Mm.
And Walmart, which sells a lot of stuff online and in stores, of course, the only option to return something to Walmart is to take it in your store. They don't accept anything through the mail. So depending on who sold you the item, the likelihood is that you're going to have to pay a little bit of money to ship it back. or you just might have to drive your butt to a store if they have a physical location, which, of course, Amazon does not.
We're talking tips for returning gifts online with The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Nathan, in this season of gift returning, any last things we should think about? What should we look out for in terms of maybe some awkward exchanges?
Well, yeah, you just really kind of, you know, need to take some time. The story is up on our website now, wsj.com/tech. You'll see it there. And there are links to all of the return policies for some of the most prominent retailers out there. So everything from Amazon and Apple to Macy's and Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom and Williams-Sonoma. That will help you get to the weeds of the legalese really quickly.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, take your time here. If you have a question, you know, don't hesitate to call up that 1-800 number and ask them if me returning this is going to, you know, clue somebody to the fact that I didn't like the gift. Jet.com, actually, they're kind of the worst at handling this. Basically, they can only initiate a return through the person who bought the item. So if you got a gift and it's from Jet.com, there's no way you can return it without tipping off the person who bought it to the fact that you didn't like the gift, which is definitely going to lead to some uncomfortable situations, very likely. Zappos, they have a similar policy, except if you call the retailer with the gift giver's information, like their phone number, their address, their email address, then in that case, you won't be able to get a gift card or anything like that, but they will let you do an exchange for something of identical value. And, hey, Zappos sells shoes, so the likelihood is that, you know, that those shoes you might bought, they may or may not fit, or maybe you want a different color or whatever. So that's kind of your only option there. In that case, the only way to initiate that is by calling Zappos themselves. So, you know, there's a lot of fine print you're going to have to wade through here. And, then, you know, this is one of the reasons why at the beginning we said, don't stress this. Don't feel like this is something you have to do tomorrow. It's the holidays. If you still got friends and family around, enjoy them. If you want to take, you've got a couple days off work, relax. But, you know, get your stuff together, make sure you have your receipts and your packaging, and then follow our tips and dive right in, and hopefully it'll be smooth sailing for you.
Really important thing about. Great tips, as always. Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. For more, you can check out his story at wsj.com/tech. A lot of helpful information to be found there. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.